In the psalm that we read in verse 22, that's Psalm 55 and verse 22, it says, "Cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you." In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, it says, "Cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you." Now, the New International Version translates 1 Peter 5, 7 as this: "Cast all your anxiety on him," or your cares, "cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you." Many people today are anxious. Many people today have cares, as the King James Version uses, or worries. What is anxiety? Anxiety is uneasiness. It's concern, and it also can be neurotic fear. Now, a few years ago, you will remember it well, I'm sure, the whole country went through a time of anxiety during the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm sure you remember those days when dear Boris came on our TV screens, you remember that, and said, "I must ask you to stay at home." And we all had to stay at home for many weeks. And we were only allowed out to go to the shop, or if we were we had to go out to work and things like that. And the whole nation went through a period of anxiety. We had to wear those awful mask things, do you remember that? And the churches were closed down because there was all the anxiety of catching this COVID pandemic. Well, it's passed now, though it's still around a bit, I understand, but it has passed, and that period of anxiety has largely gone away now. But that was an experience that was very unusual for many of us, I am sure. And I was reading an article about various things that people achieved during that time of lockdown, but we won't go into that now. So people went through a period of anxiety. Today, people are anxious for all sorts of other reasons. Some are anxious about the deteriorating world situation. Only yesterday, we had President Putin threatening all sorts of things against the West if we use these storm missiles and if Ukraine fires them into Russia. And so certain people have been saying, certain military people have been saying recently, we could well be at war with Russia within the next 3 years. And this may bring anxiety to people. Other people are anxious over climate change. And we see the antics of people like Just Stop Oil because they're so anxious about climate change and so on and so forth. That's a very controversial area. Jesus, by the way, when we come to the fact of war, said there will be wars and rumours of wars, but he said, "See that you be not troubled, for these things must come to pass." So when we hear all these threats of possible war, or World War III that's even been talked about, we as Christian people should not be alarmed or anxious. Other people are anxious about the cost of living crisis. I've been reading in my paper this week various people saying when the winter fuel payment is withdrawn, how are they going to cope? Are they going to be able to heat their homes and eat at the same time? And it's only yesterday that a large number of disabled people will suffer as a result of the withdrawal of the winter fuel payment. So people are anxious for those reasons. They're anxious about the cost of living crisis. Other people today are anxious about their health or the future of their health and so on. Other people, perhaps parents, are anxious about their children. There's anxiety about the use of smartphones by younger children today, and many schools have banned them during the school day, which I think is a very good thing. So there's all this anxiety about in society today. And our text says, cast all your anxiety, all your cares on him, because he cares for you. Now, I'm not a medical doctor, but I did look up. I've got a wonderful book at home, a great fat book. It's called Everything the Doctor Would Tell You If He Had the Time. Wonderful book. And I actually looked up anxiety in it. And it talked about some of the side effects of anxiety. Now, you know, if you're on pills, you have to go, you get your pills from the chemist, and you, whatever your pills are for, and you bring them home and you open it up, and inside there's a little leaflet that tells you about your pills. It tells you what it's for, it tells you how many to take, and so on. Then it gives a great list of side effects. And you think, oh my word, should I take these tablets? All these so-called side effects. Often there are no side effects at all. There may be some, or they may be very, very mild indeed. Well, there are side effects to anxiety. And they are that you can't relax. They are that you may have impaired concentration. You may have insomnia. You can't sleep at night. You may get headaches, or palpitations, or dizziness. These are the side effects that there can be from anxiety. Now, in the Bible, we have a few examples of anxiety. One is found in Matthew chapter 14. You need to turn this up. Peter walking on the water. Well, Jesus walked on the water. And we read in Matthew 14:25 that during the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. They were anxious. They thought they'd seen a ghost. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And then Peter said, Lord, if it's you, let me come to you on the water. And so Jesus invites Peter to come and walk on the water to him. And so Peter gets down out of the boat and walks on the water and comes toward Jesus. But, and the word but is always important in the Bible, but when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink, crying out, Lord, save me. When he saw or felt the wind, he got anxious. And because he got anxious, he started to sink into the water. And of course, Jesus reaches out his hand and catches him and says, oh, you of little faith. So here's an example of how anxiety can really drag you down, as it did in Peter's case. It literally dragged him down. In Proverbs 12, verse 25, we read this, that an anxious heart weighs a man down, but a kind word cheers him up. So I hope that I'm bringing some kind words to cheer you up this morning. And then in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Philippians 4 and verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Do not be anxious about anything, it says here in the Bible. But we are to come, first of all, with thanksgiving. That is very, very important when we pray. Not just to come to God with a long list of requests, but to thank him. I wonder, what could you thank God for this morning? You could thank God that it's a nice sunny day and it's not pouring with rain. You could thank God that you're have the health and the strength to be here this morning. You could thank God for your homes that you live in. You could thank God for your family or your friends. Above all, the fellowship of your Christian friends. Thank God for his church. And thank God for those who minister in your local church week by week. We could thank God for things like the National Health Service. I know people might moan about it, but it's a wonderful thing, you know, that you can get treatment free at the point of delivery for whatever reason you might need it. It's there, and we can thank God for things like that. So many things that we can thank God for. So it's good to bring our prayers and petitions, but with thanksgiving, we are told, to present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So many people today don't have peace. They don't have peace. They're anxious, they're worried, they're stressed out for all sorts of reasons. And as I say, it can cause all sorts of problems. They turn to drugs and alcohol and things like that because they think it might bring them peace. But it won't. Only true peace comes through faith in our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Only true peace is found in him. Romans chapter 5. We read that being justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, we also rejoice in our sufferings. Well, fancy that, rejoicing in sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now, you might go through a period of suffering for whatever reason, then it might make you anxious. But we know that sometimes if we go through difficult times, and we will do, it can lead to perseverance, it can lead to character, and it can lead to hope. But the scripture says we are to cast all our cares or our anxieties on him, for he cares for you. God cares for each one of you this morning. Now, I don't know your individual circumstances, but God cares for each one of you. And I believe that is so important. Let's pray, shall we?